Are you looking for new books to read? Do you like finding a new special author? Are you tired of the same old books from the same old authors? Well then, welcome to Discovered Wordsmiths, a podcast where you can hear from fantastic new authors. Join Stephen Schneider as he finds and talks to authors you may not know, but authors that have worked hard to write great new books. Hear about their book and why you should check it out. So sit back and listen to today's Discovered Wordsmith.
I'm going to read for you. I am going to read for you from any of the books out, but one of the works I'm working on. It's Crow Tower. It's not Crow Tower, it's Crow Bait, and it is that discussion between... Oh, this is called The Garden of Jekyll. When you arrived, I was waiting for you. How angry you were there in the Garden of Jekyll. You were surprised to see me. Why? Did you not think I would be here? I am everywhere. You rushed to her side. She lay there broken and yet almost perfect. Her long dark hair covered her face. Her robe spread out and covered her limbs. It is too late, you said. I am too late. As if it could be otherwise. You said nothing while you cried and moved to touch her. It seemed as if you were afraid to see her body. I do not blame you. I have seen it. I have seen everything. You steel your nerve and brush her hair back. It is not pretty. Her skull has been smashed in the fall. You shrink, blame yourself. What did you think you would find? Did you think you would hold her in your arms? One last kiss. There is only blood and pulp. I am sorry, I tell you. And you turn to me. You do not shout. For that I am glad. Who knows what your calls would bring? There are worse things than jackals. Worse for you. You bring yourself to speak. Should I speak for you? Should I say the words that you cannot? But you find your voice, keeping it low. You hiss. I have saved. I will not deny it. I could have, but I did not. His words rolled towards me like mist. You could have saved her. I breathe the night air. In the darkness I see the stars in the heaven above. There is no moon. Around us I see the pinpricks of light, the eyes of beet. Cannot leave her here, you say. Now you touch her robe. I cannot let the jackals take her. You are angry, but you're right. She is your daughter, after all. I can do this for her at least. You have brought a mat, you lay it down beside her and roll her gently onto the cloth. Now her hair has fallen back. You wrap the cloth over her so you can no longer see. I listen to your sobs. I know how much you loved her. She was happy, I whispered to you. For a while she was happy. You nod but cannot say anything. Place a hand upon your back. Do you take comfort from it? You do not shake me away. This is your fault, you say. You could have saved them. You could have saved my daughter. I do not know what to say. It's true, and so I say nothing. Instead, I open my coat and hold forth what I have hidden. I have saved this. Child cries in the darkness. No, not darkness. Infant shines with the faintest of glows. She's alive. You turn and stare. Your eyes are wide. I do not say how. That is not what you want to know. She is your your granddaughter. She is alive. What will you do with her? There's a test. Will you pass? I can see the shadows of your thoughts flickering behind your eyes. What will you choose? How is it possible? Say again. You open your arms and reach to hold her, as you held her only a few hours before there, at the point of justice, in the tower. You held her and then passed her to God. Still, let you take her from me. She is yours now. Yours. And his. What will become of her, you ask, as if that is up to me, as as if I should tell you all that will happen in a child's lifetime. You should dig two graves, I say. You have brought a shovel to bury your daughter. Two graves? But she's not dead. Two graves. Make a small one for the child, but make it shallow. When they come to look, they will think the jackals have dug up her body and taken it. I can see you do not want to ask me more, but instead you hand me the child and begin to dig. I'd forgotten how strong you are. You dig quickly with sharp cutting thrusts into the soil and lift out clumps of bone and mud. How many people have died here, you ask me? I can hear the reproach in your voice. You blame me? Did you not make this world? Are you right? Am I to blame for the horrors of this world? I think you're responsible for many of these bones, I tell you. You look up from the digging. Did you not make me? And Vatu? You think to blame me for all this? How cowardly. I have made many things. You grunt and return to your digging. When you have dug a hole higher than your waist, you stop. You clamber out and move to the next body. Next to the body, I can see how reluctant you are. It is too late now to change things. He is dead. You could, you say again. I did, I reply. I saved her from this, and I gestured around, pointing to the darkness. Spit onto the upturned earth. I can see anger not inside. Do you not wish to be free of the dark? Anger is useful. You take your anger, and with it you steel yourself to cast your daughter into the pit. You made it. It is a lie, a red rag that you can cover your thoughts. In a mindless rage, you drag the corpse to the edge of the grave and let her slide in. And then your rage fills you, and you fall to your knees weeping, as you should. I let you cry for a while. I should let you cry forever, but eventually you stop. Now dig the other grave, I tell you. How heartless of me, but it must be done. Dig the hole for your granddaughter. It's only a few shovel width wide. You dig it down to the depth of your knees and then you stop. No deeper. If you dig deeper, the jackals will not dig it up. They won't dig it up anyway if there's nothing in it, you say. Here. And your cloth covered in blood. The smell of blood will attract them. Bury it. But they are already here. I can hear their crackling call and see the light of their out. Just close. Crunch on old bone. I wonder if they will attack us, but they wait. They know they will find something to eat soon. There is always something for them in the garden. Justice keeps them well fed. They will wait until we are gone. You take the cloth from me and place it in the hole, then push the soil down over it and press it flat with your shovel. Now the other one, I say. I am cruel, but it must be done. There are some things that must be faced. Cannot say. But you find the strength. You let the earth drop from your shovel onto your daughter's body. It makes a thudding sound that lands on the mat and she's wrapped. If she had never met him, she would still be alive, you say. He is to blame for this. I will kill him. Is he not already dead, I ask, and think of his body hanging from a dark gibbet above us. You cannot kill him. Besides, it is not his fault any more than it is your fault having a child. I protected her. I kept her secret. You do not understand what I am trying to tell you. The grave is filled. Both graves are filled. Now it is time to leave. Cannot do it. Cannot walk away. Would you have me say something? Words of comfort, a blessing. From darkness to light, the words of heresy. You flinch when I say them, but I see that they comfort you nonetheless. Has she truly gone? Has she really escaped? Yes, that is my promise. You look, and I know that you wish to. Not yet, I tell you, but soon. It has been ages, you say, age after age, life after life, when? Not yet, but soon. I still have the child. Would you like to hold it one last time? You shake your head. Let me look at her. So I draw the cover from her and hold it. Faintest of flows. She is beautiful. Yes, I agree. I have made so much beauty, even in this world. You do not ask where I will take her. If you did, I would not answer. And where I take her, you cannot fall. I will give you more reason to hate me. She is not. She will not be safe. For a while at least, she will be safe. She was safe for a while too. And then what? I turn to go and do not answer. You shout after me, cursing, but I do not listen. And I will smite you. And that's the end of that chapter.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that, man.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it has.
Thank you for listening to Discovered Wordsmiths. Come back next week and listen to another author discuss the road they've traveled, and maybe, sometime in the near future, it might be you.